Welcome learners. Welcome to this smart learning platform of Odisha State Open University. In this episode, we'll be discussing about situational leadership. As you know, situational leadership comes under contingency theory of leadership. After trait theory and behavioral theory, contingency theory gave a new dimension to the leadership theories. What is this new dimension? The new dimension, it has taken into consideration the situation. As you know, a leader has certain traits, a leader has to have certain behavior, but this is not sufficient. A leader has to take into consideration about the situation. In which situation, which type of leadership style is appropriate, that he has to find out. Now, to find out this, researchers have done many research and they have come out with wide range of knowledge on situational theories. Now, situational theory here we are going to discuss is about Hersey and Blanchard's situational theory. This theory has been revised many a times. And since 1969, this theory is widely talked about, widely implemented, and focused by many researchers in their research work. So what is this situational leadership theory? In situational leadership theory, the leader has to focus upon the followers, the readiness of the followers, the competency of the followers, the knowledge, skill of the followers, their interest, commitment regarding the objectives. Now, what is leadership styles they have to follow? Leadership styles, before going to leadership styles, we will discuss about two factors, that is directive dimension and supportive dimension. Directive, what is directive dimension? Leadership style takes into account two dimensions, that is directive dimension, supportive dimension. Directive dimension talks about that a leader has to prepare the task structure for the post, then fix the responsibility, derive the roles to be played, and the procedure to be followed. So this is directive dimension, where the leader has to give direction. Another one is supportive dimension. So in supportive dimension, the leader has to take consideration of the followers, and he has to go along with the followers, understand their problem, clarifies their problem or their doubts, and get along with them. And for that, he needs persuasive communication. And most of the time, you will find it is a two-way communication to understand the nature of followers. Whereas, directive communication follows one-way communication because the leader gives direction there. Based upon these two factors, Hersey and Blanchard have discussed about four styles. One is high directive, low supportive. In high directive, low supportive, it is called directing type. High directive, always giving direction and without considering the followers. Now, why this directing style is required? When the followers do not have adequate knowledge or do not have adequate enthusiasm to carry forward the work, then directive kind of leadership style is required. Next, we will discuss about coaching style. This is high directive, high supportive. You must have heard about a coach. He gives direction and maintains the relationship as well. So this is the second leadership style. The third leadership style is selling or supporting, in which low directive, high support. So in this dimension, low directive, high support has to be followed for the employees, because the employees may be having high knowledge but not interested. In that situation, this type of supportive kind of leadership is required. Fourth one is delegating. What is delegating? Delegating means allowing the subordinate to take the responsibility to decide how to go ahead. So here, low directive, low supportive, because the follower is having knowledge and he is interested to carry forward the work. He knows how to do, where to do, when to do, what to do. So in such scenario, you need delegating skill. Now, these are the styles of leadership. Now we have to discuss about the follower. And for leadership style, he mentioned this as S1, S2, S3, S4 categories. Similarly, followers, he divided them, or Hirsch and Blanchard both, they divided them into four categories: D1, D2, D3 types, D4 types. D1, low competency, high commitment. What is competency? Competency talks about the knowledge, skill of the person, that is the task maturity, whether they are having the maturity to carry forward the task. Similarly, the commitment talks about their willingness, interest, enthusiasm to do a work. So D1 talks about low competency, high commitment. Now D2 category, some competency but low commitment. Some competency, low commitment. So they are having, the follower is having some competency, but commitment is lacking. They are not enthusiastic, they are not willing to do the work. The third D3 category of followers are high competency and variable commitment. Competency is very high, but willingness is not that high. So in such scenario, what kind of leadership is required? If the follower is high in carrying out the task, having the knowledge, and but doesn't have the enthusiasm to carry forward the work, you need S3 type of leadership. Now, the last category of followers comes under D4 category. What is D4 category? D4 category talks about high competency, high commitment. So they are having knowledge, skill, so task maturity is very high in them. They can do the work, they know the techniques, they know the rules, they can decide, they can plan, all these things. And high commitment as well. They are enthusiastic, self-motivated persons, and they can do the work without somebody's guidance. Now, such kind of category of followers are called D4 categories. Now, we need to match the followers, what kind of leadership style is required. For D1, we need S1 leadership style. For D2, we need S2 leadership style. For D3, we need S3 leadership style. For D4, we need S4 leadership style. And these are leadership styles has been practiced, and many researchers found out the effectiveness of this theory. However, there are some criticism with regard to this theory. What is that criticism? Because at the beginning, Hirsch and Blanchard talks about the ability of the person. If the ability is low and willingness is high, then a different kind of leadership style. Now, when a person enters the organization, he becomes very enthusiastic to do the work with some competency with him. But initially, when they come out with the theory, they consider the first category of followers are having no knowledge, no interest. But such kind of followers or such kind of employees you don't find in organization. Perhaps that made them to change it, some competency but not interested, or no competency but highly interested persons. So this is one criticism, because the theorist, they never bother to explain why they changed the model. Second one, when you are talking about matching leader with follower, the leader should have the acumen to understand the follower. So he need to analyze the follower, whether they are having the competency, whether they are having the commitment. Now, this process, individually, you need to find out, which is perhaps a Herculean task, to find out each and every employee, what kind of commitment he is having, what kind of competencies he is having. So perhaps this is one of the difficult tasks to follow this model. However, this model is most talked about model and highly practiced model in the organized sector. I hope you have understood what is situational theory, and I hope you will also be interested to implement this theory in your real life.